With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. More saber rattling coming out of the Kremlin. Moscow today putting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on its so-called wanted list. The commander of Ukraine's ground forces, General Oleksandr Pavlenko, and Zelensky's predecessor, Petro Poroshenko, are also featured on the ministry's list as of this morning. It is not clear from the database what they've been charged with. Ukraine, meanwhile, says it's all an act of desperation by Russia and plenty of propaganda. Diplomatic efforts are intensifying in Cairo, where international mediators are trying to establish an agreement between Israel and Hamas to end the war. In the meantime, former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Dr. Michael Oren, says there is a unified force between the anti-Israeli demonstrations taking place on college campuses.
Clearly, this is being funded and organized in an attempt not to just to transform American policy from pro to anti-Israel. The chance is an effort here to subvert American higher education.
Dr. Oren was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. The Food and Drug Administration has finalized a rule to regulate medical tests that for some reason have long escaped oversight.
The rule is designed to improve the accuracy and reliability of tests developed at large laboratories, including hospitals and universities. The FDA has warned for years that inaccurate test results can lead to unnecessary treatment and delays in getting proper care. Under the new requirements, labs will have about 4 years to win FDA approval for new tests.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting from Washington. And this is SRN News. Well, the 2024 elections might be all about faith.
People of faith, that is. Leaders of both conservative and liberal church groups are planning national get-out-the-vote campaigns heading into an election that many believe will be one of the most important in U.S. history. The National Council of Churches, which includes most liberal denominations, has announced a Freedom Summer initiative. The Conservative Faith and Freedom Group will spend $62 million to register voters. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Churches in New Zealand might lose their tax-exempt status. Newly elected Prime Minister Luxon says he's interested in finding ways to get churches to pay taxes following accusations by liberals that congregations are getting a free ride. Christianity on the wane in New Zealand, though. Just 50% of residents define themselves as followers. This is SRN News. Brazil says, here's the beef. Rhonda Rockstra explains what's going on.
President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva welcomed Japanese Prime Minister Kishida Fumio on his first visit to the country, with the two meeting in Brasilia and the South American leader pushing his counterpart to buy his beef. Brazil is using the bilateral meeting to push forward an agreement to open Japanese markets to Brazilian beef, a goal the Latin American countries pursued since 2005. Under Lula, Brazil has boosted efforts to export beef to international markets. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
NCAA and major college conferences considering a possible settlement of an antitrust suit that could cost them billions and force schools to share athletics-related revenue with the athletes. But even if college sports leaders create a more professional model, they likely would need help from Congress if athletes are called employees. More details at srnnews.com.